You'll notice I said help. We can't force them. It is not permissible. The Prophet ﷺ forbade forcing a girl to marry an individual that she does not want to get married to. But we must let them choose. But once they have made their choice, it's then up to us to say yay or nay. Why? Because love is blind. And we have to help our daughters make that decision, which is going to be in their best interest, dunya and akhir. And that's a big responsibility. But coming back to the hadith, ya ma'shar al-shabab. Look at the advice that our beloved Prophet ﷺ gave to the young men. He said, man istata'a minkum al-ba'a. Whoever of you is able to get married, if you're able to. Man istata'a minkum al-ba'ata falyatazawwaj. Then let them get married. If you're able to get married, then get married. Don't dilly-dally, don't delay, get married. فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. If you make a decision, put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّهُ أَغَضُّ لِلْبَصَرِ. Why? Because it will lower the gaze. وَأَحْصَنُ لِلْفَرْجِ. And it will protect the private parts. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ. And if they are not able to, فَعَلَيْهِ بِالصَّوْمِ. Then let them puasa. Let them fast. فَإِنَّهُ لَهُ وِجَاءُ. Because it will be a shield for them. And this we know about fasting. You know, fasting, there is nothing like fasting. The Prophet said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالصَّوْمْ فَإِنَّ لَا مِثْلَ لَهُ. Fast, because there's nothing like fasting. When it comes to shielding oneself from the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's nothing like fasting. Because imagine, you are literally conscious from Allah, from true dawn, until when the sun sets. Obviously, except when you're sleeping. But when you are awake, somebody offers you something to eat, what do you say? I'm fasting. Want something to drink? Cup of tea? I'm fasting. You want to fight? فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي امْرُؤٌ صَائِمٌ فَإِنْ سَابَهُ أَحَدٌ أَوْ قَاتَلَهُ فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي امْرُؤٌ صَائِمٌ. And if anybody insults the fasting person or wants to fight with the fasting person, then let the fasting person say, I am fasting. So it helps to build up that state of Allah consciousness. That is where the word taqwa comes from. Min al-wiqaya. It's a shield that we place between ourselves and every type of behavior that would bring upon us the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially when it comes to muqaddimat al-zina. Why do I say muqaddimat? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Don't even come close to it. Don't even come near to fornication. And it just starts with what? It starts with a glance. Just a glance. What did the Prophet say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, النَّظِرَةُ تَتْبَعُهَا النَّظِرَةُ. One glance follows another glance. فَلَكَ الْأُولَى وَلَيْسَ لَكَ الثَّانِيَ. You have the first one. You are forgiven for what you saw. وَلَيْسَ لَكَ ثَانِيَا. But you are not forgiven for what you keep looking at. But the clever guy, he thinks he's clever, he says, but I'm still busy with the first look. No, it doesn't work like that. We are forgiven for what we saw, and then we lower our gazes. Alhamdulillah. What did the Prophet say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, النَّظْرُ سَهْمٌ مِنْ سِهَامِ إِبْلِيسِ مَسْمُومٌ فَمَنْ غَضَّ بَصَرَهُ عَوَّدَهُ اللَّهُ الْحَلَاوَةَ فِي قَلْبِهِ. That to glance at a strange woman, to keep looking at her. You saw her, lower your gaze, you're forgiven. But you keep looking at her. To glance at a strange woman is a poisonous arrow from the arrows of shaitan. So whoever lowers their gaze, that effort that that person is making, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace it with the sweet taste of iman in their hearts. And now I'm speaking, you know, normally I give this talk in summer. It's winter now, you know. The ladies are all dressed up, you know. Nowhere to go. But in the summertime, they all become poor. Not enough money to buy enough material to cover their awrah. Or maybe there's other reasons. Allahu alam. We give the benefit of the doubt. But nevertheless, we as men, and this is not just for the youth, this is for all age groups, we have to lower our gazes. قل للمؤمنين يغضوا من أبصارهم ويحفظوا فروجهم. And say to the believing men, lower your gazes and protect your private parts. Why first lower your gazes? Because if we can't lower our gazes, we're going to find it even more difficult to protect our private parts from promiscuity. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Don't even come near to zina. Don't look where you shouldn't be looking. Don't text and type and send messengers to whom you shouldn't be sending. You know, don't go up and start conversations with those you shouldn't be conversing, etc., etc., etc. So our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's giving the advice to the youth how to control those hormones that make them crazy. الشباب شعبة من الجنون. And at the same time, we take the advice that we should facilitate and make easy for our youth to get married. Now, I'm just speaking about one problem, and I actually want to, join it with one of the other of the seven categories. I think because we are speaking about helping our youth to guard their chastity. You know, I mean, we're living, this is 2024. You know, in some communities, it's like, وَالْعِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, it's like having a meal. It's like, you know, going for a walk, exercising. For them, zina, fornication and adultery. What's the difference? Fornication is between unmarried people. Adultery is between either a non-married with a married or two married people. وَالْعِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is not something we must take lightly. Just listen to this. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما ظهر في القوم أو ما ظهر في قوم. It's important. Nakira and ma'rifa. If something is negated in the indefinite article, it includes the entire class of what is being negated. So he says, مَا ظَهَرَ فِي قَوْمٍ. Any people. This has never become apparent in any people. What? الزِّنَ وَالرِّبَى. Fornication and usury, interest. إِلَّا أَحَلُّ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ. Except that they have made lawful for themselves the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other hadith, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لم تظهر الفاحشة في قوم قط. That promiscuity has never become apparent in a community, in a society. حتى يعلنوا بها. To the degree where they actually advertise it. To the degree where they actually advertise it and boast about it and brag about it. إِلَّا فَشَى فِيهِمُ الطَّاعُونَ. Except that what? Diseases will spread amongst them. وَالْأَوْجَاعُ and famine. الَّتِي لَمْ تَكُنْ مَضَتْ فِي أَسْلَافِهِمْ الَّذِينَ مَضَوْا. That which didn't appear in the nations that came before them. I mean, humankind has never been as promiscuous as they are now. They haven't ever been in the history of mankind. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and protect our youth. So one of the seven types of people that will also be asked to come and rest in the shade of Allah on the day when there is no shade except His shade. وَرَجُلٌ دَعَتْهُ إِمْرَأَةٌ ذَاتَ مَنْصِبٍ وَجَمَالٍ فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. Although the Prophet is saying رَجُل, it could be a imra'ah, it could be a woman as well. And what I mean by that, although it's rajul, but it is for male and female. In other words, because we know that men and women spiritually are equal. Psychologically, emotionally, and physically are they not. But there's equity. Allah has been fair in His distribution of attributes for the man to fulfill his role as a leader and for the woman to be the mother and the caregiver. Allahu Akbar. وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُفِ And treat them with kindness. Treat them with kindness. And I was teaching a lesson on the creation of Hawa. And so I mentioned that hadith. You know, where the Prophet said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, إِسْتَوْسُوا بِالنِّسَاءِ خَيْرًا You know, treat women kindly. فَإِنَّهُنَّ خُلِقْنَا مِنَ الدِّلْعِ Because they've been created from the rib. Yes, the Prophet said that, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. وَإِنَّ أَعْوَجَ الشَّيْ فِي الدِّلْعِ أَعْلَاهُ And the crookedest part of the rib is the top part. The top part. Now the men are thinking, is he a bonus, is crookedy? That's not what it means. That's not what it means before my tires get punctured yet outside. Wallahi, that's not what it means. Then he said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, فَإِنْ ذَهَبْتَ تُقِيمُهُ كَسَرْتَهُ So if you go and try and straighten it, the rib, you will break it. And in the riwayah of Imam Muslim, وَكَسْرُهَا طَلَاقُهَا And its breaking is her divorce. وَإِنْ تَرَكْتَهُ لَمْ يَزَلْ أَعْوَجْ And if you leave it, it will remain crooked. فَاسْتَوْسُوا بِالنِّسَاءِ خَيْرًا So treat women kindly. In the one riwayah, the Prophet says, فَدَارِهَا تَعِشْ بِهَا And in that lies the secret to understanding this hadith. فَدَارِهَا You know, work with her nicely. Work with her gently. تَعِشْ بِهَا You'll live nicely with her. أَمُنِكْرَبَاتِ جِكِي The Prophet is telling us in this hadith that women have been created with a unique nature. Don't try and change that nature. Embrace that nature. Work with that nature. Be merciful, understanding, and tolerant with that nature. Especially considering what she has to put up with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide and protect us all. Ameen. So one of the other categories, وَرَجُلٌ دَعَتُ إِمْرَأَةٌ ذَاتَ مَنْصِبٍ وَجَمَالٍ فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ A man that is invited to an act of promiscuity, of fornication and adultery, and he says, I fear Allah. That person will also be one of the seven people that will be called to come and rest in the shade of Allah on the day when there is no shade except His shade. And let's include into that category the zina of the eye as well. The zina of the eye. Jamaat al-Muslimin, this is wallahi, this is a disease in society today. Pornography. Wal-iyadu billah. Wallahi, it is. When I was in Medina, alhamdulillah, 28 years ago, when I was a student in Medina, Sheikh Muhammad al-Hajjar, who was the Mufti of Halab, a great alim, a scholar from Syria, who used to sit in the haram in Medina. And myself and another student, we went to him and we asked him, Ya Shaykh, ma huwa a'laj al-qalb? We asked him, Oh Sheikh, what is the cure for the heart? What is the cure for the heart? You know what he said? You think he gave us a list? Wallah, he never gave us a list. He said, غَطُّ الْبَصْرِ عَنِ الْمُحَرَّمَاتِ He said, to turn the eye away from that which it is unlawful to look at. One can never, as long as one is looking at haram, one will never be able to cure the diseases of the heart. So this reminds us, of course, of the story of Nabiullah Yusuf, alayhi salam. وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكْ And in another qira'ah, هَيْتُ لَكْ هَيْتَ لَكْ أَيْ أَقْبِلْ عَلَيَّ Come to me, Yusuf. هَيْتُ لَكْ means, basically, تَزَيَّنْتُ نَفْسِي لَكَ فَقْبِلْ I have beautified myself for you. هَيْتُ لَكَ So now come to me. قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ He said, I seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايَ Indeed, He is my Lord. He has granted me a place to stay. I mean, after I was thrown in the well by my brothers, picked up by a caravan, sold in Egypt, Allah has now granted me a good place to stay. أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايَ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ Indeed, the oppressors, they will never be successful. وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِي And she desired him. وَهَمَّ بِهَا And he would have desired her. لولا أرآ برهان ربي except that his Lord showed him his sign. كذلك لنصرف عنه السوء والفحشاء إنه من عبادنا المخلصين. And such do we turn evil and promiscuity away from him. You'll notice Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say such that Allah turn him away from evil and promiscuity. Otherwise, it would have meant that Nabiullah Yusuf was but no, such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turn evil and promiscuity away from you, Yusuf. Indeed, he is of our sincere service. As long as wallahi, as long as we are sincere and we want to do what's right, we choose to do what's right, we choose to follow righteous guidance, nothing and no one can take us off the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why we must always renew our intention that Ya Allah, and we have the opportunity 17 times a day. 17 times a day we are saying it. Ihdina siratul mustaqim, ihdina siratul mustaqim, ihdina siratul mustaqim. 17 times a day we are reciting it, at least. And when we recite it, let's recite it with sincerity. Ya Allah, keep us on the straight path. Ya Allah, don't let us go from the straight path. Protect us, Ya Allah, from leaving the straight path, Ya Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide us and protect us. وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادُهُمْ هُدَى وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ. As for those who follow righteous guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah will give them more guidance. In other words, Allah will help them on the path. وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ. And Allah will give them the taqwa to stay on the path, to protect themselves from anything that might cause them to leave that path. Allah make us of them. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So the example of the man being invited by the woman, that's Nabiullah Yusuf. What did you say? Ma'ad Allah. So whenever we feel, and wallahi we know when we're about to sin, whether it's youth, whether it's middle age, whether it's obalis, we all know when we are about to sin. The Prophet ﷺ said, Al-birru husnul khuluq. Righteousness is good character. Wal-ithmu ma haka fi sadrika wa karihta an yattali alayhi an-nas. And sin is that which makes the heart uneasy. When a person is about to sin, their hearts literally tremble in their chest. It's like a car alarm, you know? When you try and open the door. No, there is an alarm system built into our hearts. We know when we're about to sin. And immediately when we feel that heart trembling in our chests, what must we say? فَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And if there comes to you an evil whispering of the whisperings of shaitan, then seek refuge in Allah. Indeed, He is all-hearing, all-knowing. Allah knows we are weak. He created us weak. So that's why He's telling us, seek refuge in Him. بِكَ نَسْتَجِيرُ وَمَنْ يُجِيرُ سِوَاكَ إِرْحَمْ ضَعِيفًا يَحْتَمِي بِحِمَاكَ. Ya Allah, we seek refuge in Thee. And in who can we seek refuge but Thee? Show mercy to a weak one. يَحْتَمِي بِحِمَاكَ. Seeking none but Your protection. So, Nabiullah Yusuf, he's the story of a man being invited by a woman. Now, what about a story of a woman that was invited by a man? Ah, beautiful story. We'll end with the story, inshallah ta'ala. Imam Malik ibn Dinar, not Malik ibn Anas, of the Maliki Madhab. Malik ibn Anas, otherwise known as Imam Dar al-Hijra. The Imam of Dar al-Hijra, which is Medina al-Munawwara. Now this was another Imam. Imam Malik ibn Dinar, who lived at the same time of Al-Imam Sufyan al-Thawri. Great Imams, Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah. Imam Malik ibn Dinar, Afwan, that was Abdullah ibn Mubarak. Imam Malik came later. Imam Malik ibn Dinar, a great Imam, he was telling a story of about a haddad. A haddad is a, from the word hadid, which means iron. So a haddad is a blacksmith. That he visited this blacksmith, and this blacksmith was, he had his hands literally in the fire with the metal, and his hands weren't burning. And Imam Malik asked him, Kayfa hadha? So how is this possible? So the blacksmith, he said, Kanat li jaratun jamila. I had a beautiful neighbor. A beautiful neighbor. And one day she was in need. Something had happened. I think her husband had died or something, and she was destitute. So she came to me and she asked me to help her. And I said to her, لَا أُعْتِيكِ مِنْ مَالِي حَتَّى إِذَا سَلَّمْتِ نَفْسَكَ إِيَّايَ. I won't give you any of my money until you give yourself to me. until you give yourself over to me in this evil promiscuous act of zina wal a'yadu billah. So she said, Ya Abdullah, taqillah, O servant of Allah, fear Allah, wa fukka karbi, and release me from the difficult situation I'm in. He turned away, wasn't interested. So she went to other people and nobody was able to help her. So she came back to him and she surrendered herself to him. And now the blacksmith is telling his story. He says, Falamma khalawtu biha, and when I was alone with her. And she looked up at me, he said. وَقَالَتْ لِي أَغْلِقِ الْأَبَوَابِ. Before he was about to do anything, she looked up and she said, close all the doors. And he looked around and he said, لَقَدْ أَغْلَقْتُهَا جَمِيعًا. He said, I've closed all the doors. She said to him, لَقَدْ بَقِيَ بَابٌ وَاحِدٌ لَمْ تُغْلِقْهُ وَلَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ أَنْ تُغْلِقْهُ. She said, there's one door open that you have not closed, and you will never be able to close it. He said, Ayyubab, which door? Babu man, whose door? Qalat, Babullah, the door of Allah. Laysa kamithlihi shay'un, wa huwa as-sami'ul basir. Nothing can be likened unto him, but he is all hearing, and he is all hearing, and all seeing, jalla fi ula. So when she said this to him, he said, fasha'artu bi bardis sakina. He said, a cold shiver came over me. Wa bakait, and I immediately started crying. وقلت له, and I said to her, خذي من مالي ما شئت, take of my money whatever you like. إلا أني أسألك دعوة صالحة تتوجهين بها إلى الله. Except that I just ask you one thing, just make a pious dua for me to Allah. So she stood up and she said, اللهم حرم عليه النار في الدنيا والآخرة. Oh Allah, prohibit the fire to him in this life and in the next life. And then the Haddad put his hands back in the fire and he said, you see, Allah has protected me from the fire on the dunya. May He protect me from the fire on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. So, Jamaat al-Muslimin, let us be good examples for our youth. Let us facilitate all the attributes of virtue and chastity for our youth. Let us empower our youth. Let us inspire our youth. For they are the future of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this dunya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us as parents and easy for them as youth. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. There's some du'as we're going to be making today inshallah ta'ala. Hajj Shawkat, our Mu'adhin, is going to hospital for an operation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you complete shifa in kulli da. Ameen. Adil Adams has been in hospital for the last 10 days since operation. Allah grant him shifa. Sheikh Abdul Aziz Brown, the brother of Sheikh Abdul Rashid, who was Imam here, he had kidney failure and he's not in the best of health. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him complete shifa. And Yusuf Patel had a tumor removed and is recovering. The janazah of Sulaiman Hassan, Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un, who was a masalli at this masjid, will be immediately after Jumu'ah bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. And a lot of people outside, please narrow softs. So if we can first just, before I get onto the mimbar, if we can just stand up and make the soft in front of you, just an arm's length away from you, so that we can make space for those that are outside. Jazakum Allah khairan. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح.
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا وارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألتف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله يا من بدنياه اشتغل وغره طول الأمل الموت يأتي بغتة والقبر صندوق العمل وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علا ما الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة والله عنده أجر عظيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا معشر الشباب من استطاع منكم الباءة فليتزوج فإنه أغض للبصر وأحصن للفرج ومن لم يستطع فعليه بالصوم فإنه له وجاء أعوذ بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيب نور قلب محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافة الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن وعن الحسن والحسين والبدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابتي أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة. اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وأمنهم من خوف. اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في غزة. اللهم ارمي عنهم إذا رموا وسد عنهم إذا رموا. اللهم عليك بالصهاينة ومن والاهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم عليك بهم وانصرنا عليهم وحرر المسجد الأقصى من أيديهم وارزقنا صلاة فيه وهو حر عزيز يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله وأقم الصلاة. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استووا، اعتدلوا، تراصوا، سد الخلل. Heels in line, shoulder touching shoulder, close all the gaps. وصلوا صلاة المودع and pray or let us pray our salah as if it's Allah's salah. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها، كذبت ثمود بتغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها، فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها، فكذبوه فعقروها، فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها. الله سمي الله لمن حمده. الله 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 الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا، فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر، إنه كان توابا. الله سمي الله لمن حمده. الله 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 السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. I want to add to this list also brother Kemal Efendi, brother Kemal Efendi. He is also in hospital, and he'll be undergoing cancer treatment, and he also has yellow jaundice at the moment. So inshallah, let us sincerely raise our hands and make dua for all of our sick, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them all shifa min kulli da, and for our deceased, to grant them jannatul firdaus al-a'la, ya rabbal alameen. ببركة سورة الفاتحة بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس اشفي أنت شافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما. نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش الكريم أن يشفي هؤلاء الإخوة وجميع المرضى مرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا من كل داء اللهم اشفهم من كل داء اللهم اشفهم من كل داء بسم الله نرقيهم والله يشفيهم بسم الله نرقيهم والله يشفيهم بسم الله نرقيهم والله يشفيهم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث من عذابك نستجير أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا رب العالمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. And also a special welcome to brother Bryce from France. أهلا وسهلا. Welcome brother. Mon ami, mashallah. Bryce just recently embraced Islam, and alhamdulillah, he's going to be getting married tomorrow, inshallah. So everybody make a special prayer, a special dua for him too, and his new and his future wife, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Can we please bring the mayyid forward? Everybody can just open up a path there. If we can bring the mayyid of Haji Sulaiman Hassan. رحمه الله تعالى رحمة واسعة. Can we have the family in front here? Right. We've got a nice party. Right. Bismillah. Head on the right, yeah. Head this side. Let's just straighten ourselves. Just a reminder, Salat al-Janazah, Arba Takbirat, four Takbiras. After the first Takbira, Surah al-Fatiha, second Takbira, Salawat al-Ibrahimiyah, third Takbira is the Dua for the Mayyit, and then fourth Takbira is At-Taslim, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Can somebody make the A'lan?
Al-Ghadir, Salatu rahimakum Allah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر اللهم لا تحرمنا أجره ولا تفتنا بعده واغفر لنا وله برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وسكنه في الجنة. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وروحه في الجنة. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وأدخله الجنة وتجاوز عن سيئاته واحشره مع النبيين والصديقين وشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. ذلك الفضل من الله وكفى بالله عليما. اللهم إن كان محسنا فزد في إحسانه وإن كان مسيئا فتجاوز عن سيئاته. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وعافه واعف عنه وأكرم نزله وسع مدخله وغسله بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقه من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. وأبدله يا الله دار الخير من داري وأهل الخير من أهلي وعذه من عذاب القبر وعذه من عذاب النار. اللهم اجعل قبره روضة من رياض الجنان ولا تجعل قبره حفرة من حفر النيران برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. فروح وريحان وجنة نعيم. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد
صلى الله عليه
وسلم. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد
اللهم افتح لنا بالخير واختم لنا بالخير واجعل واقب أمورنا بالخير بيدك الخير والعافية إنك على كل شيء قدير. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.